This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our telephone numbers here at the station, 321-1310, 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, they are here to help. Again, our numbers get you on the air with your questions, 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. Don't forget about Klaus Financial and their website, klausfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S. Financial.com. A lot of fantastic information you can learn about Klaus Financial. You can learn a little bit about their separate divisions. You can also sign up for their weekly Market Pulse newsletter. It's a fantastic weekly snapshot emailed to you again once a week of what's going on in the markets. Also a link to the most recent podcast, most recent show, so you can listen back if you missed part of today's program, or maybe you missed an earlier show. That link is included right in that weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Again, just get to the website klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A asfinancial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no cost for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaus Financial. Also coming up a little bit later in the program, we'll do our Klaus Quiz Question of the Week, and you will need that number then as well. And joining us in studio this morning is CJ Klaus, and we are also joined by Malia Cuevas. What's going on, guys?
Hey, how are you?
Good to see you.
We're glad to be here, and we're really, really sorry to hear about the humidity going away. We're really loving that feeling every day.
Yes, it's, man.
No shower necessary.
No, not at all. I joked with a coworker as we were walking out in the rain yesterday. He was talking about doing some yard work the day before, and I said, you're probably drier now in this downpour than you were. It's been brutal, but fall is right around the corner. Things are finally starting to dry up, and we've got a great conversation on the way about Social Security, which is always a fun topic. We always get a lot of really good questions. Don't forget, if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus, give us a call right now. We'll get you on the air at 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. Klaus Financial, their telephone number, 442-5637. Also coming up a little bit later in the program, we'll do our Klaus Quiz Question of the Week, your chance to win a fantastic prize, a $25 gift card for Chipotle. Little tip, just listen closely to the program. Typically, the answer to the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week comes up during the show. And before we get rolling on Social Security, let's look back to last week's show and get not only the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week from last week, but the answer as well.
Yes, so thanks again for everyone who listens loyally every week. congratulations to our winner last week, which is Noreen from Sun Prairie. So congratulations. The question was, according to the U.S. Census Bureau, what is the current average length of retirement in the United States? And the answer to that was it's currently 18 years. And I might just add on to that, that's the average. So sometimes we're seeing people who are retired for 25, 30 years even, which is a blessing, but that's the reason we need to do some good financial planning, because you might exceed the average, and we want to make sure you're taken care of.
Very, very good stuff, and if you want to get caught up on last week's conversation, again, you can get that at klausfinancial.com. The podcast is up there as well, and of course, keep it up at WIBA.com. Again, topic this morning is Social Security, and it is obviously something that a lot of people are somewhat familiar with, but there are some basic facts that we need to talk about in this show. And of course, the big question you often hear about Social Security is, when is the best time to begin Social Security?
Yeah, so we return back to this topic at least once a quarter, I would say, because Social Security is going to apply to, you know, the vast majority of Americans. So we like to be as complete as possible on our topics. So first, a primer on Social Security, since it remains this really critical piece for all of these Americans. The program was established by President Franklin Roosevelt in 1935. 83 years ago. And everyone should understand that Social Security is more than just a retirement program, even though that's the portion we primarily discuss. It provides important life insurance and disability protection as well, and in some cases, widow's benefits or benefits to minor children when a parent dies. Today, as of June 2018, so I guess not specifically today, but as of June 2018, about 62 million people, or more than one in every six U.S. residents, collect Social Security benefits.
Wow, that's staggering.
Isn't that staggering?
That is.
So about, again, as of June of 2018, 62 million people, or more than one in every six U.S. residents, collected Social Security benefits. And this comes in the form of, hey, I'm older than 62, so I'm eligible. Hey, I'm a widow and I collected at 60. Hey, I'm on Social Security disability, or my father or mother died and I'm a minor child at 15, 16, 17 years old, and I collect benefits until I turn 18.
Talking with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas of Kloss Financial. Don't forget you can find them online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number at Kloss Financial, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Sorry about that, CJ.
No problem.
You were saying we're talking a little bit about Social Security.
Yeah, so just some fun facts about the program itself is, again, older Americans make up about 4 in 5 beneficiaries. Another 1/5 of beneficiaries received Social Security Disability Insurance, so SSDI, or were young survivors of deceased workers, as we just talked about. And about 95% of people aged 20 to 49 who worked in jobs covered by Social Security in 2017 have earned a form of life insurance protection through Social Security. And so, you know, when you look at Social Security, there's the clear benefit of when I turn 62, 66, 70, we've talked about those ages before, that I get this income stream. But the question is like, hey, what is the pool of money, right, that's sitting there for me if I live to average mortality? And the answer is, for the approximate face value of this quote-unquote life insurance policy, because it's not life insurance. If you die, they're not going to pay a big death benefit to your family. But the present value of that dollar amount is about $725,000 for the average worker if they collect it and then live all the way to mortality. That's a big number,
yeah.
Right? And so in many cases, we do what's called reverse math. We say, how much would you have to have in an investment to create this $2,000 a month for the next 25 years that Social Security is going to create? And in many cases, that's where we're getting to this 725 or a million or whatever the number is for each individual. It's staggering.
That is amazing. Great information there. Great to know, as always. Talking with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas of Kloss Financial. Don't forget about their website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Also, their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It's also the number we're going to call a little bit later in the program for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. Talking with Malia and CJ this morning about Social Security, and it's not a simple answer of, okay, when should I? And I think for a lot of people, they say, oh, well, automatic number. I'm going to do 60, 64, 67, 68, whatever. It's not for the same year for age for everybody. There are some considerations, and you don't want to take it too soon, but you also don't want to take it too late. What do people need to know there?
Well, you know, I think the first thing is people need to think for their own situation. So that's really a conversation you need to sit down with your spouse, hopefully a financial professional that can sit down and look at the whole situation for you. And you're going to ask some questions like, you know, what kind of debt are you currently carrying as you're approaching retirement? So determining when I might pull that Social Security might have to do with the fact that I am done working. I don't want to work anymore. I want to start enjoying, you know, some freedom, or maybe I would just want to work part-time. And we're going to talk about some how much you can earn if you're just going to work part-time and draw Social Security if you're drawing it before your full retirement age. Is your spouse going to be working, or is your spouse pulling their pension? You know, all of these income considerations really play into when is the best time for you. Actuarially, Social Security has it figured out. Whether you draw early or draw late, yes, you're going to get some added on benefit. We'll talk about that, delayed retirement credits, here in a little bit too. But the point is there's no magic number, believe it or not. There's a magic number for you, but not for everybody in your same age category, perhaps. Your neighbor may say, well, I retired at 62 and it's great, but they're pulling their benefit, which is probably greatly reduced than the one you can have. So you really want to sit down and just look at your own situation. If you are working and you're making, you know, more than probably $17,000 a year for most people, then you're probably going to be waiting to take that benefit till a little later. So again, we want those calculations to fit for your own situation.
Now, as far as obviously a very individualized choice, there is a point, though, where you do absolutely want to start taking Social Security, right? At what is it, 70? You really want to, you should,
right.
is the end of any type of strategic waiting.
Yeah. Sometimes people like to argue this point with us, and they're like, no, I don't need the money. And there is no additional benefit at this point to waiting past the age of 70. You've received, everyone's heard of the DRCs. You get an additional 8% per year if you wait between your full retirement age and the age 70. So you're talking about 3 years, perhaps, of getting that additional. But after age 70, it's frozen, basically. You're going to get what you get. There's no reason not to take it. And if you die without taking it, Social Security is not going to turn around. Like CJ said, there's no official life insurance where they're going to pay it out to you at that point or pay out your estate. So we would suggest that you make sure you start taking it prior to age 70.
Sounds very good. As always, Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss joining us this morning from Kloss Financial online, klossfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number right here in Madison, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, you can give them a call right now. Set that up at 442-5637. That's 442-5637. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, they are here to help. Give us a call now. We'll get you on the air with your question. 321-1310, toll free, 877-235-1310. We'll continue our conversation with Malia, CJ, and you next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And we are joined by CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas of Kloss Financial, our retirement planning professionals. If you have questions for them, they're here to help. Give us a call now. We'll get you on the air. 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Toll free, 877-235-1310. Don't forget, as always, you can find Kloss Financial online, their website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number here in Madison, 442-5637. That's 442-5637 for Kloss Financial. Don't forget, no charge for the initial get-to-know-you appointment with Kloss. Again, that telephone number, 442-5637. Talking this morning with Malia and CJ about Social Security, the things that you need to know. And we talked a little bit earlier kind of about overall benefits. And let's talk a little bit about some of those average retirement benefits when it comes to the average American here in the United States, obviously here in the United States.
It is an American benefit.
Yes, it is.
Uh-huh. So the average monthly Social Security retirement benefit as of January of 2018 was $1,404 per month. Again, that's the average Social Security benefit for somebody who's drawing Social Security. So the whole block of people drawing right now. If you're at the maximum taxable earnings limit, there's actually a lot you have to know about that statement, but hopefully you are tracking with that. Again, Social Security calculates your benefit based upon your highest 35 years of an inflation-adjusted income. So if you had hit the maximum taxable earnings limit every single year, and if you retire at 62 in 2018, your maximum benefit would be $2,158. If that same situation applied, you again hit the maximum taxable earnings limit and you retired at 65, your maximum benefit would be $2,589. And finally, if you waited until 70 and you had maximum taxable earnings every single year and you retired in 2018, your maximum benefit would be $3,698. So listen to that spread. 62 maximum, $2,158. 70 maximum, $3,698. So people say, what in the world? What is that spread? And the answer is DRCs, delayed retirement credits. Every year you wait between 62 and your FRA, the growth is somewhere between 6.8 to 7.8% per year. After your FRA, if you wait until 70, it's a guaranteed 8% per year. That is a big deal. Listen, any financial advisor who says, I can do better for you in the market, don't pay attention to them, right? The guarantee of what Social Security can provide is off the charts. And so you should be careful drawing early, right? Because you will be suspending. Now, as Malia said, there are good reasons to draw early, right? Depending upon health and other factors. But you need to be careful because you will be suspending that significant growth. Now, as we just talked about, after 70, DRCs end. So if you're not drawing by 70, Malia and I are going to be scratching our heads going, what are you doing? You're missing something.
The other kind of dark side of DRCs is people say, well, why do they encourage you to put that off? Is there's a chance you could die.
Totally. So to your point, Sean, it's more of an actuarial thing. Mm-hmm. If you were to ask Social Security, like, are they doing this to try to dangle the carrot so that, you know, you're not going to get all the money out? The answer is no.
Okay.
Actually, they end up worse off if you wait later.
Oh, okay.
Because the average American is going to live beyond age 79, and the break-even point for most of these equations is age 79. Meaning if you're going to live beyond age 79, numerically, you would have been better off to wait till 70. Then your money ahead.
All right.
So, you're right. I mean, if you died early, then ultimately
they're going, yes.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Talking with
crystal ball.
Yeah. Talking with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas this morning of Kloss Financial. Don't forget about their website, KlossFinancial.com. That's spelled KLAAS Financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for the initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, their number, 442-5637. You're also going to hold on to that telephone number. Coming up in the next segment, we'll do our Kloss Quiz question of the week, and we'll also talk a little bit more about Social Security with Malia and CJ next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And we are joined by our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, talking about Social Security this morning. Don't forget, you can find Kloss Financial online, their website, KlossFinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S, Financial.com. And the telephone number at Kloss Financial, 442-5637. No charge for the initial get to know your appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, their telephone number, 442-5637. So talking Social Security this morning, some other things that that people need to know about when it comes to determining your own Social Security benefit. There are some great resources out there, aren't there?
So we often talk about this, that you as listeners can go out to the website, ssa.org, and you can set up your own account. And what you're going to find is that you're going to be able to see the recorded income you've had over the years and how that's going to generate into a benefit at all these different ages that we've been discussing.
And you might cry.
hopefully not cry, but it's, you know, more information is always better. And over the years, I've seen situations where, whether it be my own income or my husband's income, it was reported incorrectly on that itemized thing. And we'd like those things to be cleared up before you go to retire. So look at that, make sure it lines up. As CJ said, they're going to be looking when they calculate the final benefit at your highest 35 years adjusted for inflation. And I just had this question the other day. Someone said to me, well, I'm afraid to work part-time before I collect my benefit because it's going to really pull down my benefit. And again, that is not true. The formula doesn't go that direction for you. So what you want to do also is recognize that what age you are today determines when your full retirement age is, according to what CJ was talking about. For you, if you were born between 1943 and 1954, the age is 66. So that is full retirement age is the age that you can take your full benefit with unreduced benefit on there. If you're born between 55 and 1959, you're going to be full retirement age at 66 and some months. So maybe 2 months plus 4 months or 6 months. And then at age 1960, born in 1960, it'll be 67 is your target age. Now, I can't tell you what, if you're born in 65 or 70, things can change, okay? So we'll have to see how Social Security adjusts that for retirement age going forward. But 67 for most people we're talking to today is kind of the target age that you will be full retired. Full retirement age.
What do we need to know about earning limits as we're kind of reaching some of those benchmarks? What do people need to be aware of there as far as what I can earn if I'm going to be working?
Yeah, so there's a couple of things to be aware of here. As you're talking about earnings limits specifically, Sean, there is, if you decide to draw your Social Security before your FRA, which again, as we've talked about on the show, FRA is actually different for Americans based on what Malia was just talking about when you were born. But for every American, it's somewhere between 66 and 67, right? So if you retire before your FRA, you're limited on how much you can earn outside of Social Security before they start taking your benefits away, which is kind of crazy. And that limit is $17,040 per year in 2018. So commonly, what we'll tell people, if you just want a simple answer to, you're going, oh, this is kind of complex. If you're going to plan on working after 62 and 63, 64, 65, probably don't draw Social Security unless that working income is going to be low and part-time. If, however, you're retired and you don't plan on going back to work at all, then the consideration of drawing before your FRA becomes a reasonable option. Not that you should, as we just talked about, but it becomes an option. Now, just a moment ago, I had been referencing maximum taxable Social Security benefits. What the heck is that? Well, you pay 6.2% out of this thing called FICA tax. If you look on your pay stub, you'll see it. It's 6.2% of Social Security and another 1.5 of Medicare. But the amount, and then by the way, your employer pays another 6.2% into Social Security for you. So you're getting up close to, what is that, 12.5% of your income is going into the Social Security Trust Fund every single year. That's why this benefit is so big, by the way. But that there's actually a maximum dollar amount that they take that 6.2% out. And that number is about $128,000 in 2018. Meaning if you earn over $128,000, and let's say you hit that $128,000 in, I don't know, October of the year, then you're gonna notice that your next paycheck actually looks like you're getting paid more. And all it is they're no longer withholding the Social Security component. Now, the Medicare component does continue to get withheld above that 128 number, but the Social Security of 6.2% does not.
Too bad you can't combine incomes for those people that might be close.
Good. That's a great point, actually. Some people go, hey, our household earns over. Nope, it's per Social Security number.
Bummer. Oh, well, great to know. Great.
Now we know what Sean's household income is.
My wheels were spinning. CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. Don't forget about their website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. It's klossfinancial.com. A lot of information about Kloss Financial. You can learn about their different divisions. You can also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter right at the website, klossfinancial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. You're also going to hold on to that number now because it's time for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. Just a moment, I will ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial office right here in Madison at 442-5637. If you are the first caller with correct answer, you will win a fantastic prize this week, a $25 gift card for Chipotle. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. How many Americans collected Social Security benefits in June of 2018? Telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. First call with the correct answer will win that prize. Don't forget as well that it's Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you kick of the tires appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, their number 442-5637. Malia, CJ, great to talk with both of you guys. Have a great day.
Thanks.
Thanks.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Dan Connery comes your way next.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.